Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas City International Airport will officially open the new $1.5 billion single terminal the morning of February 28th, according to city officials. The grand opening comes nearly 4 years after the city broke ground on the project, the final departing flights from the existing terminals taking off February 27th. And three Southwest Kansas police officers receive a prestigious award. J.P. Bizet has more.
Congratulations to officers Andrew Cavalier, P.J. Foster, and Manuel Govia, as they were recently awarded the Garden City Police Department's Life Saving Award. Last September, the officers were called to the scene of a 27-year-old woman lying on the floor of a bedroom with multiple stab wounds, the result of a domestic violence incident. Officers immediately began conducting life-saving measures, applying pressure and packing wounds, placing the woman into a recovery position to prevent her from choking on her own blood, and frequently evaluating the woman's condition.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairieland partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland partners.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.com.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey girl, I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A federally funded program that supports Kansas homeowners is set to close soon. Emily Sharp, a spokeswoman for the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, has reported that the Kansas Homeowner Assistance Fund, or KHAF, is almost out of funds. The program is now in its final funding stage, leaving only a small window of time left for homeowners in need of help to apply. Ryan Vincent, the executive director of Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, which administers the KHAF program, said the economic impact of the pandemic continues to be felt by families and communities across the state, and this assistance has provided housing stability and preserved the dream of home ownership for more than 3,000 Kansas families in need. According to Sharp, the KHAF was put in place through funds provided by the American Rescue Plan Act to assist qualified homeowners in Kansas to avoid foreclosure. Eligible homeowners at least 30 days past due on mortgage and/or property taxes can receive financial help for mortgages, utility bills, property taxes, and other charges associated with delinquency. And Sharp reported that the KHAF has distributed $39,886,389 to 3,549 households in Kansas since the program launched in April 2022. The closure process of KHAF involves three phases, and they are the final funding phase, the hold phase, and the closure phase. Sharp said the KHAF is currently in the final funding phase, and the time spent in each phase is subject to factors such as application volume and the amount of assistance requested. And each program closure phase will be announced online at kshousingcorp.org. As Kansas students continue to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Kelly announced the creation of the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, which will provide qualifying parents and guardians with a one-time $1,000 award per child to pay for educational goods and services, such as tutoring and school supplies. KEEP will open for application on February 22nd, and Kansas businesses that provide educational materials or services are urged to join the KEEP marketplace. Governor Kelly said that with KEEP, they're enabling Kansas students to access the resources and support they need to thrive in the classroom, and she looks forward to families being able to access these funds soon. Students whose household income is less than 185% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible for KEEP funds. Parents and guardians may select enrichment and educational activities from approved service providers through the online KEEP marketplace or request that a service provider be approved and added to the statewide directory. Businesses that offer educational opportunities and services are encouraged to join the KEEP marketplace to assist families and students. Businesses interested in becoming a provider on the KEEP marketplace can apply to become a qualified education service provider on the program website at keep.ks.gov. More information on how families can apply for, access, and use their funds is forthcoming and will be available when KEEP applications launch. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for the 2023 Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and the funds for the program are awarded to the agency by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service. Specialty crops are defined by the USDA as fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. The grant funds are to be granted to projects and organizations to enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops by leveraging efforts to market and promote, assisting producers with research and development, expanding availability and access, and addressing local, regional, and national challenges confronting specialty crop producers. Applications will be evaluated by a team of external reviewers, and the team will rate the proposals on their ability to successfully promote specialty crops in Kansas and make a positive impact on the Kansas economy. Those recommendations will be submitted to the Kansas Secretary of Agriculture, who will make the final awards. The applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on March 15th. And for more information, you can download and carefully read the 2023 Kansas Request for Applications from the Kansas Department of Agriculture website, agriculture.ks.gov/specialty-crop. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Kansans at least 55 years old who are looking for employment qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program, or OKEP. Provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging, this program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Older adults who have been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the OKEP program, as OKEP is designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed. And after that, the job-seeking process begins, from an updated resume to a successful interview, and finally, the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-7422 or 785-628-8204. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Tuesday, January 31st, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The January 2023 vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commission for signature and approval, and upon review, the vouchers were approved as submitted. The annual agreement made between the Board of County Commissioners and the Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was presented to the commission for signature. The County Commission are providing services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities from Norton County and levying a tax of 0.579 mil for providing such services. The agreement for services was signed as submitted. Rob Lawson, the Norton County Road Department, gave the commission an updated report on operations and projects being scheduled. Rob stated that the tank and line testing of the fuel storage system was to be completed, and a personnel report was also provided to the commission. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the January 23, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. And with no further business for the board, the meeting was adjourned until February 6th. Atwood Police reported on Friday that a second skimmer has been found at a local gas station. The police department has warned the public that these skimmers are attached inside of the gas pumps, which makes them undetectable to customers and store employees. They recommend that when purchasing gas, to pay with cash or credit card inside, if possible. However, if you must pay at the pump, you need to look closely at the gas pump for any signs of tampering. Look to see if the lock has any visible damage or if the gas pump door appears to have been pried. Police advise those buying gas to check the safety seals near the lock to make sure that they're intact and have not been tampered with, and if you see signs of tampering, you should notify the store immediately. Police also say that if you see anyone that appears to be acting suspicious around or tampering with a gas pump, call 911 or contact your local law enforcement. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Red and pink hearts, chocolates, flowers, cards, and gifts. Your Valentine deserves something special from Garden Gate, etc. of Norton. Gourmet chocolates, plush animals with cute messages, candy bouquets in unique containers, bath and body products, and silk floral arrangements. Or custom design a unique gift basket for your special guy or gal. Call 874-5125 to place your order or stop by Garden Gate, etc., West Highway 36 in Norton. They're one in a million, not like a million others.
When life happens, Boxler Insurance will be there to help you get through it. This is David Davis from Boxler Insurance Agency. Be prepared for life's unexpected events with one of our many just-in-case insurance options. We not only assess your insurance needs and get you the policies that best meet those needs, we will also be there if you ever need to use those policies by assisting with submitting claims. Start to finish, we're there for you. Contact us at 785-877-5128 or stop by our office located at 108 North 1st in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. First, it was a competition issue, but recently foreign ownership of U.S. farmland, especially by China, has become a U.S. national security issue. A Chinese spy balloon was spotted over Montana, and now a U.S. Air Force warning. Proposed Chinese land buys in North Dakota are too close to a military drone testing facility. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley targeted the issue in telling farm reporters about his bill to include USDA in the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States.
CFIUS made a decision that they didn't have any authority to stop China from buying farmland in North Dakota, which seems to be very close to some of our military facilities. Now, I'm not saying that I know for sure there's a connection to our national security and Chinese buying that farmland.
But the Washington Post reports Air Force Assistant Secretary Andrew Hunter wrote, North Dakota senators, the proposed corn milling site presents a significant threat to national security, citing impacts to military operations in that area. And Grassley fears more farmland could fall into China's hands in the future.
Nearly half of U.S. farmland is owned by Americans over 65 years of age. So that means in the next 20 years, it could be up to 370 million acres of farmland could be changing hands.
A second Grassley bill would bar the Farm Credit System from lending to foreign investors for U.S. farmland. A bill enacted last year is aimed at transparency.
Under the bill, USDA is required to build an interactive database to show foreign ownership disclosures, and the USDA will report to Congress on the impact of these investments.
Especially in driving up farmland prices. This is the Kansas Ag.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A couple of weather systems will be affecting the Central Plains over the next few days, including a cold front moving across Kansas today. Then a low will develop in the Southern Plains and move up with some rain and snow possible for our eastern counties late tomorrow night into Wednesday. Gusty wind will accompany both of these systems, 25 to 35 miles per hour, just about statewide today. Temperature-wise, we're in pretty good shape, with afternoon readings staying very mild today, way above average in southern and eastern Kansas. Tomorrow, 40s just about statewide. On the map, heading into the afternoon, that cold front is making its way through Kansas. Gusty wind ahead of and behind this system. That front will quickly cross our state by tomorrow afternoon. The northern and western counties will stay mostly in the 40s today, but a strong southerly flow will push our daytime highs into the 50s and 60s for the southern and eastern counties. Then tonight, the low from the panhandle will move eastward. We may see a few light showers in our southeastern counties. A secondary low develops over northern Texas early tomorrow and begins heading our way. Sunny most of the day tomorrow, cooler, and we'll have highs in the 40s statewide. Turning cloudy late tomorrow night as that low develops over eastern Oklahoma. Overnight tomorrow into Wednesday, scattered snow showers or a mix of rain and snow possible for the eastern half of our state. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid 40s with low 20s overnight. We'll be in the mid to upper 40s north central tonight, mid to upper 20s. Mid to upper 50s in the northeast counties, upper 20s and low 30s for the overnight hours. Upper 40s and low 50s southwest. Tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. Low 60s south central and low 30s overnight. For the southeast counties, low to mid 60s, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required. And you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Yeah.